Before getting into the six strategies for financial freedom, I thought it best I read to you from a rough draft of a book I'm working on, because I think by reading this section, I think it'll make the six strategies a little bit more real for you. So, from the book, due out in the future, it goes, A 10-Year Plan to Change Our Reality. In December of 1984, Kim, my best friend Larry Clark, and myself were skiing in Vancouver, British Columbia, on Whistler Mountain. The snow was very deep, the runs were long, and the skiing was excellent, although very cold. At nights, the three of us sat in a little cabin that was snuggled between tall pines and barely visible because the snow was up to the roof. Sitting around the fire every night, the three of us would discuss our plans for the future. The three of us had very high hopes and very little resources. Kim and I were in the last few dollars, and Larry was in the process of building another business. The discussions ran late into the night, every night. We discussed books we had recently read. We also listened to educational audio tapes we had brought along with us, and then discussed them in depth. On New Year's Day, we did what we always do. We set our goals for the coming year. It was Larry who raised the bar that day. Instead of discussing just our goals for the year, he wanted us to set goals that change our realities. He said, "Why don't we write a plan on how we can all become financially free?" I listened to his words. I heard what he said, but I could not fit what he said into my reality. "Financially free," I said. "You mean write it down? Make a commitment to it?" "Yes," said Larry, "of course. We've talked about financial freedom many times, but I think it's time to stop talking, stop dreaming, and let's start committing." Being almost out of money, Kim and I looked at each other. The glow from the fire illuminated the doubt and uncertainty on our faces. "It's a good idea, but I think I would rather focus on surviving for the next year," I said. I had just left the nylon and Velcro wallet business. After it had crashed in 1979, I had spent the next 5 years rebuilding it, and then I walked away from it. I walked away because the business had changed radically. We were no longer manufacturing in the U.S. In order to compete with increasing competition, we had moved our factories to China, Taiwan, and Korea. I left the business because I could no longer stand the idea of using sweatshop child labor to make me rich. The business was putting money in my pocket, but it was also taking life out of my soul. That's why I walked away with very little equity. I could not continue to work in a business that violated my spirit. Besides, I had been there for about 8 years. I had learned a lot. I had learned how to build a business, how to destroy a business, and then I learned how to rebuild it again. Although I walked away with very little money, I did walk away with priceless education and experience. "Come on," said Larry, "you're being a wimp. Instead of setting simple one-year goals, let's go for it. Let's set a big goal. Let's go for freedom." "But we don't have much money," I said, looking over at Kim, whose face reflected my concerns. "We're starting all over again. All we want to do is survive for the next 6 months to a year. That's when our money runs out. How can we think about financial freedom when we don't have any money?" "Even better," said Larry. "Think of this as a fresh start." Larry was on it. He had been my friend for years. I knew better than to try and stop him. He would not stop. As I sat there listening to Larry sell me on the benefits of setting such a goal, I could hear the little voice inside of me telling me why setting a goal to be financially free was unrealistic and impossible. As Larry talked, I suddenly began to hear my rich dad saying, "The biggest challenge you have is to challenge your own self-doubts. It is your self-doubt that denies you the life you want." Richard also said, "There is no one in your way except you and your doubts about you. If you will take on your self-doubt, you will find the door to freedom." I tuned back into Larry talking about freedom, and I realized that he was not really talking about freedom. He was asking me to challenge my self-doubt. And at that moment, I knew that challenging my self-doubt was more important than freedom. "Okay, let's do it," I said. "Let's set the goal to be financially free." That was New Year's Day, 1985. In June of 1994, we were free. Whenever I tell this story, the next question is, how? How did you do it? I then say, it's not about how, it's about why Kim and I did it. And why we did it was to challenge our personal self-doubts. One important lesson that Rich Dad taught me was that life is found beyond our doubts. That evening, sitting around the fire in British Columbia, listening to Larry, I realized that Larry had put me up against my doubts. That was why I was having trouble making the commitment. The reason I was having trouble with setting the goal was because the goal was outside of my reality, and my reality was defined by my own doubts. So I can tell you how Kim and I did it. All I can say is that between 1985 and 1994, Kim and I focused on three things, which are increasing professional skills, increasing money management skills, and three, increasing investment skills. There are many books written on these subjects, and if I did the same, this would be another how-to book. But more important than how we did it is the why we did it. And the why I did it was because I wanted to challenge my own self-doubts. It is the why that gave us the power to do the how-to. Richard often said, many people ask me how to do something. I used to tell them how to do it, until I realized that even after I told them how to do it, they didn't do it. I then realized it was not the how, but the why I do something that is more important. It is the why that gives you the power to do the how-to. He also said, the reason most people do not do what they need to do is because they do not have a strong enough why. When Larry talked about financial freedom, freedom was not possible until I found out my own why. And my why was to challenge my doubts about myself. When people ask me how I became financially free in less than 10 years, I simply say, I first found my reason why I wanted to be free. Once you find your why, the how-to is easy. If you don't find your why, you will constantly be looking for an easier how-to. I then repeat what my rich dad said to me, which is, the reason so many people want the easy road to wealth is because most people do not have a strong enough why. The why to take the freeway, the fast road to wealth. The problem with the easy road to wealth is that the easy road always ends up in a dead end. As promised at the start of this book, I said I would share with you how easy it is for almost everyone to retire rich and retire young, and I will keep that promise. The problem is, even if I make it easy and prove that almost everyone could do what Kim and I did to retire early and retire young, most people will not do it. As Rich Dad said, if the why is not strong, the person will look for an easier how-to, even though the how-to in front of them is already easy.